Hello, double brain think tankers.
Hello, double brain think tankers.
We are back with tankers. Another podcast because every month I pay for this, so
yeah,
I get a pretty good reminder.
Yeah.
For your pleasure.
It's haunting, man.
It is haunting. It's haunting me.
You know, time, we think it moves in one direction, but
time doesn't move at all, actually.
Your mom doesn't move at all.
That was really. We have the same mother.
I fucking know that. It's not the point of the joke. The point is that I fucking flamed you.
I don't know how to reply to that.
I don't know. Probably like, ow.
Ow.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Last night I watched this movie that was like about like porn stereotypes, and like they're all in like a murder mystery. It's pretty bad. It was pretty bad. It was pretty bad.
Porn stereotypes, like
there's like the
boobs or something.
No, there's like the nerdy son who hasn't had sex and he has a babysitter even though he's like 18.
Oh, I see.
Like that, and then like people start dying, and some of them start to gain consciousness in a way that's terrifying to them because they don't know what to do because they're just characters.
Yeah.
So one of them is like, I'm reading these books and it's like I'm being transported and there's so much more to
that
life.
That feels like a dream.
Why am I a babysitter? She questions why she's a babysitter for a grown man, which is
actually kind of cool.
Yeah, I just don't think it was executed as well as it could have been, but it was definitely it was definitely an original concept.
Yeah, for sure, and that's, you know,
that's more than most of these hacks can say.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, let's go watch Avengers 37 Return of the Venge or whatever.
Return of the Earth of the Avenger.
Return of the guy that was in all the movies.
Return of the guy who's in every other Avenger movie.
Return of the Avengers. Avengers 4. I think there's a 4.
Lately I've just been like,
you know, when is that singularity gonna blow up? Like the superhero industrial complex that's like making its way to TV. I feel like TV symbolizes the death of it.
Oh, absolutely. As a kid and growing up, I never really realized this, but like TV actors and movie actors are different. And so when a lot of movie actors think they're better than TV actors, if they're.
I mean, I would think I was better than TV actors. But the thing is, a lot of people do both. So
that's
like,
true. A lot of people do both.
And then like people who do like plays and stuff think they're better than film actors because
they're like
I do that shit live, baby.
Yeah, they do think, but to me it's just all of them are so different that I wouldn't even say you're better because it's so different.
I definitely think that like blocking for a camera is a skill, like
for sure. But even TV and movies
certain ways
are like shot differently.
No, I mean I'm talking about the stage play versus something filmed.
No, I know what you're saying, but I'm saying even TV and movies are different in the way that they're filmed.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like when movie actors think they're better, it's like why? I guess it's harder to be in a movie. It's like more elite.
Yeah, because I feel like for a TV show, you can have a pilot, and that could be relatively cheap in comparison to having an entire movie. And if it flops, you're screwed, basically. But if you have a TV show, kind of gives you opportunity to like see if people will invest, if they're willing to put their money onto your craft.
Well, I feel like also TV shows have larger ensembles. There's more room for people.
Yeah, I mean, because they don't have to fit it in.
To an hour.
I mean, it depends how long the TV show is. I like when episodes are an hour, but it has to be a good show.
Succession, I think all the episodes are like an hour.
Yeah. Or like White Lotus.
Oh, yeah, those are, like, an hour. That is, like, being in a bunch of movies.
I like Fleabag, though, even though I think every episode is, like, 22 minutes.
It's good. I saw something recently that's, like, Phoebe Waller-Bridge's.
Oh, she's her dad. Indiana Jones.
Nice, but her dad is, like, some executive for an oil company or something. It was very much that tweet you quote that was, like, your father's head torture at
I love her, though.
Corporation. Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I'm just saying I saw that her father's head torture at Doom Evil Incorporated.
Yeah, the thing is that Doom Evil, they like to go on Indeed and get people there.
I don't feel like that's true. I feel like those are the types of jobs that you need, like...
blood.
You need
bios of blood to give to a guy, and he's like, okay, you're murderous enough. But I like her, though. That tweet was meant for people I don't like.
What if it's just your blood, though?
My blood?
Yeah, what if you just give him your own blood?
What if I give him my own blood?
Yeah, because you said you'd give him
blood. Well, then I would pass out.
Yeah, but then you'd get the job without killing anyone, which is probably...
I mean, there's a chance I'd die.
This is true. No pain, no gain.
Yeah, I feel like I'm not gonna give my blood to all those blood barons out there.
Yeah, you're taking a stance against blood barony.
Yeah, the big blood barons pouring
big money. Blood doesn't want you to know.
Big blood doesn't want you to know that you can just live with bones.
Yeah, that you don't need
you
blood.
You don't need that shit. That's all chemicals.
The reason people die when they lose blood is because they believe themselves to be dead.
I kind of agree. You know, it's sort of like in Warhammer where the orcs' belief lets the machines work, and if they stop believing, they don't work. So it's like, if we are fed this myth that we need blood, then, you know, of course we think we're going to die without it, but... You know, I'm sure somewhere, like, a feral wolf child has drained their blood and is finally free.
Yeah. I wonder how many wolf children... I feel like back in the day there must have been more wolf children.
Yeah, I mean, definitely more than now, because back then I feel like you could, like, lose a child forever a lot easier.
This is true.
Like, you could have just took in the wrong path after going to the bathroom on the, you know, Oregon Trail or whatever, and then you just never see your family again.
This is true.
You know.
So dramatic, but true.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure, you know, there are ways, but they're not easy and they're not quick.
No, it's never easy.
And it's never quick.
A lot of life's greatest treasures are not easy, nor are they quick.
I mean, I would say, you know, it's all about that perseverance. I didn't get any sleep last night because I was sore throat, so I'm, like, kind of running off fumes right now.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I'm
touching her hand.
I don't want to go to bed until night, though, because I have to get up at 5:30.
You're so real for that.
Yeah.
I'm touching her
How did the bagel thing go?
I had an interview at a bagel place. I think it went well. What day is today?
Today is Wednesday.
Okay, then I guess I will know today if I got it or not, so.
Okay. I'm still waiting for the guarantor email.
Yes, we are moving, but we will not tell you where because that is private information.
Yeah, it's only on this big blue ball we call Earth.
Yes, that's our only hint, and even that is giving away too much.
No, I think that's the perfect amount of information.
You know, I want them to get it confused with Earth, too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if we're here on Earth 1...
What are they doing on Earth 2?
Do you think they call it Earth 2 on Earth 2?
No.
They probably call it Earth 1 and we're Earth 2 there, right?
That just makes things so complicated. But you're probably right. Why would they call themselves Earth 2?
And people aren't going to be like, oh, Earth Alpha, Earth Beta. Like, you don't want to be Earth
the beta. You don't want to be the Beta Earth.
Yeah, you're like, I was here first because that's my consciousness says so.
This is true.
You know, they're going to need, like, a star or some sort of symbol or something.
Earth.
In order to differentiate the Earths.
Earth plus.
Earth plus Earth with a circle. Like, basically, like, the Xbox.
The Xbox.
Sorry, that PlayStation little symbols on the controller.
That's funny.
You know, like, the circle, triangle, X, square. There's, you know, we're Earth Square.
You know what drives me crazy is, like, those old Nintendo controllers have, like, A and B, and it's like, why? Why this? It pisses me off because I don't like it.
No, I like A and B because I'm like, where's the rest of the alphabet? There's so many.
It just makes me upset because it's like, no, it shouldn't be like this.
No, I just like to imagine it keep going. Like, where would you put the, like,
I prefer B the button. Xbox PlayStation type controller. It just pisses me off that there's an A and B, and it's like, what is this crap?
I don't know. I don't mind it when playing, like, Mario Kart or something.
What is this neoliberal Mario pronoun Kart, controller?
I feel like it's meant to be played on, like, GameCube controllers. This
neoliberal pronoun controller.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way they did it back then.
Yeah, yeah. That's what they tell you. That's what they say so that you don't notice it right under your own nose.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a thing to this lady. She was very rude to me, and I just looked at her, and I just, like, I was just, like, you know, exhausted, because I only slept, like, 3 hours last night or something, so I was just like, I feel like I do a lot at work, but it never feels like enough, and then I feel like no one else thinks that I do a lot.
What do you mean, no one else thinks you do a lot? Like, your coworkers?
Yeah, like, for some reason, I feel like I give the vibe that I'm not doing my best, but I really am.
What do you think gives off that vibe?
I don't know, my lethargic way of speaking. Because I'm not like, hi guys, welcome.
Welcome to Chili's.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, I don't want to hear that when I walk in. I'd rather someone be like, hey, what's up? You want to get a table? You know?
So true. But the hospitality can help in that restaurant, but you're not a restaurant, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really get... You know, I feel like I got more tips today because I look so cute today. Hello. But sometimes I just think that I'm just like, damn, I'm so cute today. That's probably why I'm getting all these tips.
Yeah, I believe it. Because you got a nice haircut, so.
Yeah.
It makes me want to get my hairs cut.
And it's just like the glow, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
The glow of a new haircut.
Exactly. The glow of a new Celeste.
Yeah, there's this pimple behind my ear, and it's, like, bothering me, and I keep touching it, but it's just, like, irritated. It's, like, over here.
That's, oh, yeah, I don't know.
It's, like, nice. Cystic, I think.
I'm sorry.
I don't know how to, you know, I don't want to pop it or anything, but...
Yeah, just wait a little bit, you know?
I mean, you know, I feel it on my, it's, like, a little bit painful, I gotta be, you know, I should put some ice there.
Yeah.
I like should. Putting ice on anything inflamed, you know, that's a really good way to get it to go down.
I.
Like your mom.
Lately, I've been thinking about, like, where has the level of happiness I could achieve as a child gone? I just don't
know. Are you okay?
I just don't know what's wrong with my brain chemistry. Does anyone else feel this way? I just feel like I'm not, like, something's blocked almost. It's like I'm so close, and, like, I can imagine if blank happened to me as a child, I would be filled with joy, but for some reason it's just, like, blocked. It's like my brain is blocking.
Well, are you on medication?
Yes.
Probably why.
Oh, so no happiness for you.
Yeah, but you also, you don't get the low lows, but you don't get the high highs. It's a trade-off. It's still, like,
well, I don't know, because as a child, I was on the same medication.
You were on the same medication as a child?
As a teenager.
Yeah, that's not a child.
Well, I'm talking about being a teenager. I felt it as a teenager as well.
Okay, well, maybe it's because you're inside a lot. I don't know. I can't solve it.
No, it's not a recent development.
Because I feel like I have the same
It's been a bit. It's just... I don't know what it is. Something in my brain is just different now, and it doesn't feel good, but it's also, like, it's been like this for years, and it's, like, I don't know. It's...
I mean, that's also...
Am I forgetting something? I feel like I'm forgetting... Did I leave my keys somewhere? I don't know.
But that's also, like, a narrative you're telling yourself.
I guess so. I guess I could just give myself the narrative that I'm happier than I've ever been.
I mean, you know that's not what it meant.
I don't really understand what narrative I could give that It's just it's
you're
just,
saying these things are happening for like a certain reason, but they could be a ton of reasons that are so
inconsequential. I'm asking the viewership if anyone else feels this way and what they think it might be.
I have a guess. This is just dopamine deficiency from like overusing shit like TikTok.
I don't know, because I don't really use TikTok. I haven't been on there in weeks. Yeah. I have no idea what our, you know. Sometimes I get emails that's like, we miss you.
What do you do all day?
Well, usually I wake up and then I eat breakfast and I have my pills and I, you know, get dressed and all that. And well, like today I was restringing these guitars. I spent all my whole morning restringing them and adjusting the truss rod. Both of them.
How often do you play video games?
Not as much as I used to. I used to play them, like, a lot. I haven't played in a couple days. It's mostly because our brother moved back and the internet is so bad at our house when he's here that it's just not worth it to even open a video game.
Definitely not. I was in a sort of interview thing earlier and I was like, this is hell.
Yeah, I haven't played video games in, like, a week because that's how long he's been here. So, you know, can't really do that. I just kind of, I listen to music and I'm trying to write more music. I've been practicing a lot for my friend's band that I play for now. It's a Christian rock band.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other guitar player owns 47 copies of Big Daddy on VHS, and I love to say that out loud.
I'm so tired.
She's tired, guys. I listened to an episode of Red Scare recently. I don't particularly like them. I know she went to Yale, and I wanted to know about that. And it was all right. I mean, they're definitely, like, not leftists. They're definitely brain poisoned. That's my conclusion. One of them is very into being a Christian, a new Christian now. It's a lot. The thing is, I feel like if they weren't in a successful podcast together, they might hate each other. I feel like their personalities are very different.
No, I think they're both.
It's just like us.
Similar level of pretentious.
If we didn't have this podcast, we would hate each other because the only thing keeping us together is the money that's coming in from this podcast.
Yeah, the funnels of money and.
Yeah. After this, sewage, we actually don't speak.
The rotting sewage I'm waning through full of money.
I avoid her. I avoid bumping
into
her.
She does. She's always in this room avoiding me.
This is true. And then when she leaves the room, I'm outside and I'm eating snacks and I'm rolling on all the couches.
Yeah.
But when she comes back, I run. I scamper.
Every time I come home, I scamper. Where's Andrew? And it's like, oh, she's in this room. I was like, okay.
I scamper away like a baby deer when you pull up to the driveway.
Yeah.
And
think I have a rifle.
We're doing this.
If you're a baby deer.
We're doing this for the money.
We're doing this so I can shoot a fawn, I guess.
Well, this fawn closed her bedroom door, so you're gonna have some bad vibes with that one.
Oh no, I'm so worried about bad vibes when a gun is involved.
I mean, honestly, yeah, I'm pretty scared. The vibes are bad and there's a gun around.
Yeah, it's never a good time, is what I'm saying.
You know, a gun does not quench the bad vibes. In fact, I would say it escalates the situation.
Certain things.
It's
like,
definitely
like bullets and
magnifying the problem.
And, you know, shots and firing.
I would say a gun is the amplification of bad vibes.
Yeah.
You know, I've noticed that I use less descriptive words. I'm trying to use more descriptive words in my life because I want people to talk to me and feel like they're reading a novel or something. I just want them to be like, what the hell? Like, that's a character. Like, what the hell is this?
I feel so fucked up.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just getting dizzy.
Yeah, I'll stop the podcast. Thank you for listening. The hunter has gotten sick, so we are ending this. It's been a pleasure. See you soon. We have special prizes for you. We've been filming something for you, so don't forget to subscribe or whatever you do with podcasts.